From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. In Iraq today, a U.S. helicopter was shot down in the Shia city of Najaf. Fighting has broken out there with supporters of Muqtada al-Sadr, a Shia cleric who has led a previous uprising against U.S. forces in Iraq. There was also fighting reported between al-Sadr supporters and U.S. troops in the Baghdad neighborhood of Sadr's city. And in the south, the same group clashed with British forces in Basra. Joining us now from Baghdad is Alex Berenson, New York Times reporter. Mr. Berenson, tell us what's happening, as best you can tell, in Najaf.
There's quite heavy fighting in Najaf, and it's intensified in the last couple of hours. We don't have any physical presence in Najaf, so we actually can't see what's going on. But we have an Iraqi employee there who's told us that the fighting has gotten worse. The fight started this morning. The Marines say that it started when Mr. Sadr's guerrillas attacked the police station in downtown Najaf. He says that, or his spokesman say that it's not true, that the Marines essentially launched an unprovoked attack. That's impossible to know. In Baghdad, for most of the day, it's been tense, but there hasn't been very much actual fighting. But in the last hour, we're hearing that that has changed as well in Sadr City, which is an area about 5 miles northeast of central Baghdad that is a huge Shiite slum that is pretty loyal to Mr. Sadr. It's called Sadr City, really, after his father, who was revered by a lot of poor Shiites. He doesn't command the same loyalty, but he commands some loyalty, and he commands a fair number of young armed men who are fighting right now.
It sounds as if there's quite a bit of coordination, if not coincidence, to these attacks in Iraq today.
Oh, it's more than a coincidence. He has called for an uprising. Today he called for his followers to revolt against the United States and against coalition forces. This is really bad timing from the point of view of both the United States and the interim government, because it shows just how powerless the interim government is. Mr. Alawi, or Prime Minister Alawi, hasn't really had anything to say today about what's happened. In fact, he just came back from a 10-day foreign trip. The U.S. military is sort of hoping to fade into the background a little bit and let Iraqi security forces and Iraqi police get more aggressive and do more, but they're simply not capable of handling a rebellion like this, so this is going to bring the U.S. Back into the forefront.
From al-Sadr's part, what would be the timing? Why now?
Well, that's a very good question, and one we're trying to answer. There is a national political conference coming up in about 10 days that he has been invited to but has rejected taking any part in. He says it's illegitimate. He may be trying to just show his strength right now in advance of that conference. It may also be that events have sort of taken on a little bit of a momentum of their own, or it may be that he simply feels now is a good time. Perhaps he's picked up some followers with the problems that the occupation has had, and he thinks now is a good time. That's a very good question, and we don't know the answer to it. You know, both he and the United States have something to lose here. He's certainly not strong enough to challenge U.S. troops in a pitched battle. I mean, no army in the world is, and his guerrillas certainly are not. So he doesn't really want to provoke the United States so much that, you know, they wind up invading Najaf and invading Sadr City. At the same time, the United States doesn't really want to go into those places either. Najaf is a very holy place for the Shia. Sadr City has 2 million people in it, and they're mostly civilians. So there's big risks here on both sides, and it may be that they step back. It may be that they don't. Only the next couple of days will tell.
Alex Berenson, reporter for The New York Times from Baghdad. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much, Noah.